Hello, and welcome to today's meditation. This meditation will be roughly 7 to 8 minutes long. To begin, find some place comfortable and secluded as possible to sit with your back supported, upright in a meditative posture, possibly in simple seated or in a chair, or feel free to lie down if you're doing this before bed or to catch a moment from life. You can also put your legs up a wall if you've been on your feet all day or want to do a restorative yoga posture during this time. I'll include a quick video below for how to get into legs up the wall if you want to watch that quick tutorial. Let's begin. Start with a soft gaze or your eyes closed if that feels safe to you. Begin to notice your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Begin to lengthen your exhales, to extend them a bit further than maybe you think. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. I'm going to be reading to you a poem from Victoria Erickson. This first time through, just encourage you just to listen to the words. And in the moment that follows in silence, try not to judge yourself if your thoughts begin to wander and view your thoughts more as a cloud passing by than trying to hang on to one. Your story isn't calm. The road has been chaotic at times, filled with detours and rain and loss so sudden and soon. Sometimes the bliss was so elevated, your heart could hardly hold it. Sometimes it was maddening to have and then to lose. You learned soon enough that it hardly ever goes as planned, gentle, easy, and smooth. But that, my friend, is what makes you fascinating. You have something to tell. Something you've walked through, something wild, something courageous, something true. You're made of stories, within even more stories. Those quiet depths of you. This second time through, I want you to notice if a word or phrase stuck out to you and just dwell on that word or phrase for the next few moments of silence. Your story isn't calm. The road has been chaotic at times, filled with detours and rain and loss so sudden and soon. Sometimes the bliss was so elevated, your heart could hardly hold it. Sometimes it was maddening to have and then to lose. You learned soon enough that it hardly ever goes as planned, gentle, easy, and smooth. But that, my friend, is what makes you fascinating. You have something to tell, something you've walked through, something wild, something courageous, something true. You're made of stories, within even more stories, those quiet depths of you. This final time through, notice if anything comes up for you. Is there a message of truth, message of peace, or call to action heavy on your heart after listening to this? Take a moment to just let that sink in and dwell on those truths or that call to action and see what it feels like in your body in the silence that follows. Your story isn't calm. The road has been chaotic at times, filled with detours and rain and loss so sudden and soon. Sometimes the bliss was so elevated, your heart could hardly hold it. Sometimes it was maddening to have and then to lose. You learn soon enough that it hardly ever goes as planned, gentle, easy, and smooth. But that, my friend, is what makes you fascinating. You have something to tell. Something you've walked through, something wild, something courageous, something true. You're made of stories, within even more stories, those quiet depths of you. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Slowly begin to notice what is holding you up. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Just moving gently, coming back into awareness of the world around you. And when you're ready, open your eyes and slowly step into the rest of your day. Namaste.